Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Yoshiya, Yoyser Or, Uvarei Choshech. That's the first book we say in the morning, Yoyser Or, Uvarei Choshech. The Gemara, Leima Yoyser Or, Uvarei Noiga. Let's say a nice Lushan. Noiga means light. Why do we say Uvarei Choshech, darkness? And the Gemara, Kedachsiv Karminim. What's the Kashi? We say the way it says in the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Yeshayo. Shrashi Yoyser Or, Uvarei Choshech, Oyser Shalom, Uvarei Ra. That's the way the Pasuk says. The Kamim of Forish, Iduch Mahi. Later we'll explain what the second bracha is. Dilo bracha di yishtabach ena min aminyin. Shila achrei psuka de zimro, kemay birchas halal. That's a bracha on the halal. We say psuka de zimro. V'yomim moisa koydim zman kriyashma. Im yirtza. If you want to say psuka de zimro before Argos HaShachar, you're allowed to. Zekashra is, why do we say yirtza rovar choshev? Let's say yirtza rovar noiga. Teretzes kedachsiv karminim. For the more Ella Mayato, the end of the pasuk is Oyster Shalom Avoyri Ra. Miko Amrinu Kedesiv. Do we say the way it says? Eliksiv Ra. The pasuk says Ra. The Karin and Hakel Lishna Maalio. We say a nice way. Yoyser Over Oyster Shalom Avoyri Hakel. We say we change the word Ra to Kel to make it sound nice. So we're back to the first kasha. Hokinami Leima Noiga. Let's say Yoyser Over Noiga. Hashem created Or when He created day. Why do we say Choshech? Mishnah Malia, Elo Omar Rova. Teretz is like this: Kedei Lahaske Midas Yoyin Balaylo or Midas Laila Bayoyin. Has really, we're allowed to change to make it sound nice. That's why we don't say Oyster Shalom Avori Ra, but we say Oyster Shalom Avori Yasakur. We could change to make it nice. Aye, let's change the beginning also. Yoytzer Or Avori Choshech. Let's change Choshech into Noiga. No, there's an Indian to say in the daytime Or and Choshech. And who had been by night, you're supposed to mention also Or and Choshech. And the Mepharshim says, Lahoitzeh from Libam of the Tzukim, they used to say there's a different Hashem for day and a different Hashem for night. So therefore, every time in daytime we mention Or and Choshech, that we hold no, there's only one Hashem for the day and for the night. And they lahaskir midas yoyim balaylo, or midas layla b'yoyim. But the Mavishlem and midas layla b'yoyim kedi arminim, like you just said, we mention Choshech in the morning. Yoytzeh Or of Ori Choshech. Ela midas yoyim balayla hechi mishkachas lo. Whereby Mariv do we mention about the yoyim in the birchas of Krishna? Amrabaya poshet says they are goyel or mifnei choshev, choshev mifnei or. So you say, cool, we talk about or even by night time. To show us that the same Hashem, that's by choshev, is for the or also. So that's the first bracha yoytzer over choshev. So Rashi could have said karmunin, siv bakro yoytzer or over choshev. Oyster shalom over ra. So the more of the Iduch Mai, what's the second bracha of Krishna? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Ahav Rabba. You say Ahav Rabba, there's the Nusach of the Ashkenaz. You say Ahav Rabba. V'chei Noiri Lo, Reb Lezer, Reb Pados Brei, Ahav Rabba. That's the Gersa. Tanya Nami Hochi, Ein Oimrim Ahav Asoylem, don't say Ahav Asoylem, Elo Ahav Rabba. That's the Nusach of the bracha. Just start off with Ahav Rabba. So the more of Rabbona Namri, but Rabbonin say no, Ahavas Oilam. The Nusach is supposed to start off at Ahavas Oilam. The Chayim Uwayma, a Posik in Yim Yo, the Yahavas Oilam Avticha. I love you, I love you forever. Alkei Mishkaticha Chesed. So Claude Maskon here doesn't say a Maskon. It says 2 days. So that's how you have the Minig Ashkenaz and the Minig Svan. Tois on top says, Rabbona Namri, Ahavas Oilam Hilkach, Tchino Loima B'Shachris Ahavas Rabba, or the Yahavas Oilam Ahavas Oilam. That's the Nusach Ashkenaz like that. So we ate the boshitis. Even Svar, that comes Shabbos, they say Yav Rabba. Even though the whole week they say Yav Asolam, and Shabbos say Yav Rabba. So I appreciate this, exactly what the Nusach is. Om Rav Yudu Om HaShmuel. His Shem Lishnois, if somebody gets up in the morning to learn, is actually Kora Krishma. If you didn't say Krishma yet, or it means the Birchas Krishma, Sorach Levorach. You have to say Birchas Atar. Misha Korah Krishma, but if you already said Krishma, Icarus, you said the bracha Abba Rabba, is Ein Sarach Levorach. You don't have to make a bracha Satera after you already said the bracha Krishma. Why? Shekva Nifta the Abba Rabba. In Abba Rabba, you are Yoitza the mitzvah of saying bracha Satera. Even though bracha Satera is the mitzvah of the Raisa, as we hold all brachas are Midirabonin. There are only two brachas we have Midiraisa. That's Bircha Tatera, before you learn to make a bracha, and Bircha Samozin to bench after you eat is Midiraisa. There is a Kiddush. If you said Ava Rabba, you don't have to say any more Bircha Tatera. Because Ava Rabba talks to us. Same Ludainu, Lahazin, Lahaskin, Lishmay, Lumen, Lamed, Lishma, Velasa, it's the kind of good that's called Ibri, Samu Terasecha. We talk about Terasa, you're already Yoitza. Busun said Hezber, how are you the mitzvah? Are you not saying Asher Kishonim B'Toys of Tzibon Lachem B'Divrei Torah? There's no real Nusach Adrochi. How are you Yotzer? Busun explained it. The Gemara says you are Yotzer Birchas Torah with Avarab. Shekvanista B'Avarab. The Drash is Shekvanista B'Avarab. She Yeshpo Me'ein Birchas Torah. The same Blidenu, Lilmud, Lalame, Lishma, Velas, the Kaimas, Gildivri, Samus, Erasecho, Aslamden, and Chukir, Senecho, as in the talks about the Indian of Bircha Satarion, Yoyetsa the Bruch. Rab the Ramarav Huna, Le Mikro, Tzorg Lavor. He holds for Mikro to say the Nusach, to say Mikro, you're allowed to. Take off this imagine. Le Mikro. The mikra itself, the first thing is when you say chumish, mikra, Torah shabiksav, you have to make a bracha. Abul medrash, you learn medrashim on the chumish, ain't sarach levorach. So soon we don't hold like this Monday, like all of them. We have lezu, I know, the mikra, the medrash, sarach levorach. No. For mikra and for medrashim on the chumish, you have to make a bracha before you learn it. Abul mishnah, ain't sarach levorach. Learn mishnah, you don't need a bracha. Yabi echanam, no, ach le mishnah, nam is sarach levorach. Abul talmud, ain't sarach levorach. Learn gemara, you don't need a bracha. For Rava Omer, that's where we hold, no Afla Talmud Tzorach Lachs Lavorach. Any type of Limit Atera, Filu for Gemara, you also have to make a bracha. And let's see, Rashi. Rashi Medrash, Rashi, who Korov Limikra, who going Merechilta, Visifra, Visifri, Shem Medrashim Mikrois. Hey, see also, this is called Korov for Chumash, you have to make a bracha also. The Gemara in Tzorach Lavorach, Afilu Kaidam Avarabu, Koma, Vokim Lucha Milsa Pesach Shein. After the Gemara Sarach Levorach, Shu Iker HaTorah, Shirimeno Haruah Yotzor. Okay, so learning Gemara, that's the Iker, you get to the Maskonah, Shirah HaPaskin. Gemara the Trashi, Hainu Svarez Taimei Mishnah. Gemara means, understand the Mishnayasim. Yitirutse Mishnayas HaSvayzwa Zu Ezu. The Chasuri Mechzor, you have Mishnah Kashra on the Mishnah. It's a stira one to the other, something's missing. The Gemara says the Maskonah, the cloth shot in the Mishnah. So they speak out, Mephoshim speak out, that really, how do we know you have to make a Bircha Tatero? The Vosha says, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Hova Goydel Elokeinu. Kishem Hashem Ekro, goes on Torah, when you say Hashem's name, Hova Goydel Elokeinu, you should give a Shemach to the Eibishter, and that's Midiraisa. So how do we see in the Vosha, Kishem Hashem Ekro? So the famous Ramban in the Akdoma to Chumash that says, Kol HaTera Kula, Torah Shem Iksav, is Terufam of Shemus of Hashem. They're all different ways of making up a Shemus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's all really names of Hashem. It's very good. Tishem Hashem Ekru, when you speak out Hashem's name, which means learning Torah Shabbat, Hova Godel Elokeinu, you have to give a bracha. So the first man on the Yomah says, only for Poshe the Mikro, he has to make a bracha. That's saying Shemus Hashem. Medrash, you're explaining the Chumash, but that's not Shemus Hashem. You don't have to make a bracha. Next one says, no, Mishnah is not called Shemus. Next one says, no, Gemara is not called Shemus. But Allah, we hold for everything, you have to make a bracha. What the pshat is, what is Gemara? It's explaining what it says in Torah Shabbat. So everything is really explaining about the Torah Shabbat, that is Hashem's name. So may it pass to make a bracha of Yishem Hashem Ekra. Even when you're learning Gemara, it's also called, you like saying Hashem's name, that you have to make a bracha on it. That's where we hold, even for learning Gemara, it's also called like explaining Chumash, that's called you're saying out Hashem's name. So now, the Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barashi, Zimnin, it happened once, Sagin Heve, Kimna, Kaimli, the Rav. I was once going in front of Rav, Lisnuya Pirko, Bistifra, the Ve Rav, to learn, come to Shir, to learn in Rav's Beis HaMedrash. So what did Rav do? Heve Makin, he got up in the morning, the Komashi Yode, he washed his hands, Oborach, and he made Bircha Tatero. Or Masni Lon Pirkin, he learned with us Mishnayis, learned with us Pirkin or Gemara. So you see, Uriah, even for learning Gemara, also you have to make a bracha.
What
you mean, yeah? The man said before, for only Shabbat you have to make a bracha, it was only for Mishnah, not for Gemara. He was doing an Uriah, the last man Yom, even for Gemara, also you have to make a bracha. Mind the bracha of Gemara, what is the bracha satera? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvoso V'Tzivonu La'atzeik V'Divrei Torah. That's our bracha. Rav Yechna Messiah B'Hochi, he ended off the bracha Mua Harav No Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem should make it sweet as Divrei Torah Secha B'Finu V'Fiyo Samcho Beis Yisrael V'Ni Anachna V'Tzatzenu V'Tzatzay Amcho Beis Yisrael Kulonu Yoide Shemecha. We should all know your name. Now according to Ramban, it's very good. Learning Torah is called learning different names of Hashem. It's very good what we say, Kulanu Yoide Shemecha. From learning Torah, we're going to know your name. Because Kol HaTorah Kula is just different ways of saying Shemus of Hashem. The Yoide Shemecha, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, Hamla Mitero Lama Yisrael. Now it's a question of Yidur, if it's one bracha or it's called two different brachas. Like we're not to say Vaharev, no, with the Vav, like it's called one bracha. We don't answer Omen, you have to last it, but Divrei Sarah, because it's called the bracha Smuchel Chaverte. It's called like one long bracha. Reb Hamunir Omar, he said another second bracha, like we say, Asher Baruch HaBonu Mikolanu V'Nasmanu Serosai, Baruch Ato Hashem L'Sein HaTiruot. Omar Rav Hamnuna, Zuhi Mu'ula Sheba Brachas. This is called the Mu'ula. This is like the best bracha there is. We'll soon explain why the way Asher Baruch HaBonu was called the best bracha. And then a modern Gemara feels right. Hilkach, therefore, since Rav Hamnuna said, this is the best bracha, the Nemrinu L'Kula. We should say all two or three brachas. That's the way we do. First we say Lasek B'Divrei Torah, then we say B'Harevno, then we say Shebach Abonu. It's very modern. If this is the Me'ula, this is the best bracha, so we're always to say just that one. How can we end off? Therefore we should say all three of them. Well, let's first see Rashi, then we'll say Pshat. Rashi, Harevno Hashem Lakenu, Yavu Aleinu Lasek Ben Yavu. And you should make it sweet that we should enjoy to learn Torah with love. Baruch Ato Hashem Hamlam Yitir Lam Yisrael Gassinim, Lord Gassinim Lamdeinu Chukecho, Shein Zu Brocho Vaidu Al Sheovar. David didn't say that like a Hodor to Hashem. El Loshem Bakosha. That David said he was asking a Bakosha. The David Ki Yomro Loi L'Shem Bruch Omro El B'Loshem Bakosha. He's Lamdeinu Chukech Hashem, please teach me the Torah. Rabbi Kram Hashem Sh'ata Baruch Lamdeinu Chukech. That's not called the Bruch, which is a Shvat for Birchas for Torah. The Zui Mula Sheba Bruchas at Rashi HaTorah. This is the best one of the Birchas HaTorah. The Fishiyesh Po Hodor L'Mokom. You are giving Hodor thanks. The kilus literally Yisrael. You are praising Hashem for the Torah in the Klal Yisrael. So the pshat in this Gemara is really the Ramban says in on the Sefer Rambam on the Sefer Mitzvahs that we hold Birchas HaTorah is Midiraisa. The pshat is Midiraisa. The chiyuv is to give shvach vaydor to the Eibishter that He gave us the Torah. That's the chiyuv Midiraisa. That in the bracha of Asher Baruch HaBonu Mikolam we're saying the shvach that Hashem shows up and gave us the Torah. The first bracha we say, the pshat is that's part of the regular brichas midrabbonim. On every mitzvah, before we do the mitzvah, the rabbonim will mesakel a nusach habracha. That's asher kedishonu v'tzoyso v'tzivonu, to do the mitzvah. So kum mesayis in brichas haTorah, the reason why we have two brachas before limud is once to mekayim the mitzvah the rabbonim, to make a bracha before you do mitzvahs, and one is to mekayim the chiyuv midiraisa, to make a shvach v'edor that Hashem gave us the Torah. So it's very good when we have the two different nesoyos. His last night with Divrei Torah, that's called the Chiyad Mitzvah Midrabbonim, to make a Nusach of a Bracha for Mitzvah. And the second Bracha, that's why it's called a Mu'ul Mishra Bracha, it's the better Bracha, because with this Bracha, we'll make a Machiyad Midiraisa. Midiraisa, by Stam doing Mitzvahs, you have no Chiyad to make a Bracha. You don't have a Shekhid Yisharim in Toysav. Only by Bracha of Torah, we're out the Pasuk, Yishem HaShemek of a Goydel Alkeinu. What does have a Goydel Alkeinu mean? Give him back Shvach. So how will Mikayim this Indian of giving Hashem Shvach? That's in the bracha Asher Baruch HaBonu. That's why it's called the Mu'ula Sheba Brachas. But it's very good why still we have to say all three brachas. Because the fourth is you're still a Tikkun Rabbonim. Like we still have the old klal, every mitzvah before you do it, Rabbonu Masaka Nusach HaBracha. So it's good by Birch HaTorah also passed that Indian, that there should be a Nusach HaBracha Midi Rabbonim, and there's also a mitzvah to be a bracha to be Yitzah Edi Raisa Dekichiyiz. Now it's very good why in Abba Rabba we say Yitzah Birch HaKrishma. The question, I and Abba Rabbi not saying the actual bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Asher Kedishon, Mitzvah, that there it is in Asher Baruch, and in Abba Rabba, we're Yoitz at least the Chiv Midiraisa. The Chiv Midiraisa and Birchus Torah is to give Shvach to the Eibishter. So in Abba Rabba was saying that, saying, Rabbeinu Vina, Lohavim, Lahatium, we're saying like it's such a great thing, please give it to us. So yeah, you Yoitz the Chiv Midiraisa. So be a Chiddush now. So when you say Abba Rabba, since you already yotzer the chiyuv midiraisa, later after davening you wouldn't have to say again a bracha even midrabbonim. It's rabbonim more masakan their bracha after you already yotzer the chiyuv midiraisa. That's why it's very good. Our nusach, we say first the bracha midrabbonim, first say lasik b'divrei Torah b'yotzer the chiyuv midrabbonim, then we say the asher baruch habonu. That's the chiyuv midiraisa. So let's say somebody didn't say birchas Torah in the morning, and he started to daven, and he said, Abba Rabba, would say his yoitz is chiv midiraisa. It's called he gave shvach for the Eibishter. So afterwards, Rabbonim weren't masakin anymore to say Birchas HaTorah. That's why you can be yoitz and Abba Rabba, Birchas HaTorah. But the Mu'ula Sheba Brachas, That's the Asher Bachabonah, that's the Shvach. It's very good. The Shargasari passes Alochim. If somebody's Mesupik, if he said Birchas the Torah or not, and he didn't say Abba Rabbi yet. So he says, yeah, we hold about the stuff with your eyes, you have to say it over again. He says, all you have to say over is just Asher Bachabonah. That's the only bracha you have to say over. And here's the Hezbollah, because that's the Chiyah Midiraisa. But the first bracha, last thing, the different Torah, that's only a Chiyah Midirabonah. So a Sufik Midirabonah, we always go to Kulu, you wouldn't have to say it again. But the Asher Bachabonah, that's the Chiyah Midiraisa, that you have to say again. So that's what we held here, because when we're Kulu, we have to do both. We have to do a mitzvah Midiraisa and a mitzvah Midirabonah, then you have to do both of them. Then you know, they say the same Hezbollah by the Groh. To do it by talus, by tzitzis, then you need to have a wool pair of talus. Because a lot of shita sold, the mitzvah derives is only with wool. If you have cotton, it's only a chiyum and rabbon, according to a lot of shitas. To do with the grower used to wear his talus cotton, was made out of cotton. So in Bnei Brak, a lot of Bnei Brak was always wear the stipler, they wear cotton tzitzis. Because the grower used to wear cotton tzitzis. So go to Kasha, I look at midirais, you're not yotze with cotton tzitzis. Why didn't he wear woolen tzitzis? That if Shah was the Gruah, whole day used to wear a talus godel. And a talus godel was made out of wool. So he was Makayim the mitzvah deraisa with that. He also wanted Makayim the Chiyim the Rabbonim. He was Makayim the Chiyim the Rabbonim. So he would ask the war cotton stitches to be Yetzir the Chiyim the Rabbonim also. But it has to be Yetzir both, the Chiyim the Raisa and the Chiyim the Rabbonim. Here by Birchus Terror we have both Makayim, both Chiyuvim by Birchus Terror. We will Makayim the mitzvah deraisa with Asher Boch Abonu, and we Makayim the mitzvah the Rabbonim, it will last with the Birchus Terror.
I heard that if
on Shabbos,
if
you have
cotton
scissors,
it becomes
puffy,
it's taken out,
is that true? I'll talk about that later. Right. Tanan Hossam. Om learned Tomid. Om Alam HaMamuna. HaMamuna, the one that was appointed. So Rashi learns the Mamuna here is the Sagan HaKahanim. Rashi. Tanan Hossam, Sechta Tomid. Om Alam HaMamuna. Vu Sagan HaKahanim. The Sagan, he was a Kain appointed. That in case the Kohen Gadol would become possible, he'll take over for the Kohen Gadol. He was appointed. Now this is the stadium in the morning, how to say Birchas Krishma, when they used to bring the Korban Atomid in the morning. What they do on the Mamuna? Borcho Brocha, Achas, save one Brocha, the Hain Borcho, the made the Brocha, these are the Brochas, Birchas Krishma, the Korah Aseret Adibrus, then they said Aseret Adibrus, Shema, Voyim Shemoya, Vayomer, this is in the morning. They were Makayim the Chi of Krishma. Then Uborchu Esom Gimel Brochus. They said three Brochus. Emes V'yatziv is one Brocha. Va'avoido is the second Brocha. Uberchus Kanim is the third Brocha. These are the third three Brochus they said. Uveshabbos on Shabbos Moisifim Brochachas. They said another Brocha every Shabbos. Lemishmur HaYotzei. Now in Shabbos used to change the Mishmorim who did the Avoido in the Beit HaMikdash. So the ones that were coming in, so the ones that were leaving gave a bracha to the ones coming in. We'll soon see what the bracha is. That's Yerashi. Bracha, bracha, achas. Kama for Shmahi.
All right, turn over, continue on the other side. We'll continue on with Rashi, and then we'll continue on with the Gemara.
Given the base of Migdish every morning, Okamad Layachas to Shidu Haivorim. After they shechted the Korban Atomic, they said this one bracha, we'll soon see which one it is, either Yetzer or Abba Rabba. Then they said Aseret HaDibros, and then they said Krishma. That's the way they were Yetzer, the Mitzvah Krishma. Or bracha Esom Imam, I mean they davened with the Yom, only three brachas. If they didn't have enough time to daven Oshman Esrei, then in the middle of doing the Korban Atomit. So they only said three brachas. One was Emes V'Emuna. Then they said Zavoida, the Rashi Bishvil HaAvoida, she also, they just in the middle of doing the Korban Atomit. We say the Birchas Kanim, that bracha they said. Or Birchas Kanim, Rashi Lavorach Esom. To Uvisharat Filo Loihoyelam Penai. The rest of Shmoneh Esrei didn't have time to say. The Avsman Krishma Leigia didn't even really come to Zman Krishma, because they used to say this right after Elos Hashachar. In the morning, as soon as Elos HaShachar came up, you're allowed to bring the Korban Atomid. So they used to make the Shechita there and start working, and right then in the middle they said Shema. Now really we hold when you're Yotze Kriya Shema, only for the Mechil de Gizman is for Misha Yakir. So half an hour later. But they didn't have any time later, they'll be too busy bringing the Korbanos, they were allowed to say it right away, yet Elos HaShachar. If someone is not doing the avodah, wanted to say Shema then, which is before Misha Yakir, the man Shemishma lo yotza. They're not yotza the choiv of the mitzvah min amudim. The fishan Shemishma makdimim. The Shemishma had a heta, like they had to leave, go away early in the morning. We say then you will add a davin right after with the shachar. Now on Shabbos, Mesifim Broch, Achas Kama Forish Lo, what the Broch was. The Mishmar Yoytze, Shamishmaros Meskalfas Biyam HaShabbos, and then on Mesef HaSukkah. Mishmar HaYoytze, Oyse Tomich HaShachar, the one that was still there did the Tomich HaShachar with Musofin, or Mishra Nichnev, and the new Mishmar came in after Musof, and they did the Oyse Tomich HaBein HaBayim of Zichin. So on Shabbos, Gufa, you had the two different Mishmarim. The first shift did the Tomid, and the second shift did the Tomich HaBein HaBayim. This was the Seder, how they said Krishma every morning. For the morning now, my brachachas. Mashmu, they only said one bracha before Krishma. My brachachas, ki ho de Rab Abba, Rab Yosi bar Abba, iklu lehu asu. They went into the city. Boyu menar, they asked the people that are from there, my brachachas. What pshan, this Mishnah Tumah, they said only one bracha. But heavy Yibadayah, they didn't answer, they didn't know which one of the brachas. The Yosu Shalul Rab Masun, yes, Rab Masun also had the Biyod, he didn't know which one. Also Shalul Rab Yehuda. Omalu Hochi Yomashmuel Abarab. The one bracha they said was Abarab. The Yomarab Zrika, Omarab Ami, Omarab Shimon Ben Lakish, Yaitzeror. Says no, the bracha they said was Yaitzeror. So to my point is which one they said. Morkios Rab Yitzchak, Rab Yosef, Omar. Hold the Rab Zrika. That's what Rab Zrika said, that they said Yaitzeror, Lab the Ferishitme. Didn't really say it outright. El Makloli Itmar. It's only from something else he said we understand like this. What's the thing that he said? The Amr Rab Zrik, Amr Rab Ami, Amr Rab Shimon Ben Lakish. Zaysemeris, from this Mishnah in Tomik, how they said Brichas Krishim in the Beis Hamikdash, we understand Brachas ain't mak with Zuazu. That the two Brachas are not mak with Zuazu. Because here they said, they only said one Bracha, they didn't say the second Bracha. So even though Matzili is supposed to say two Brachas beforehand, if you don't say two, just one, it's not mak with Zuazu. Trashi. Brachas ain't mak the zuazu. Berachas ha'achas. For loy berachas ha'shni. He didn't say the second bracha. Nas kimi yudechavos. You are yet said the first bracha you said. V'hisha berach. V'yein chaverta ma'keves loy ma'shein zu mu'ulas mo'ilas b'loy zu. And we shouldn't make a mistake to say you have got to say too. And if you can't say both, don't say anything. So Rabbi Zrika brought a right from here. No, one bracha is good. And what's the right? Because they only said one bracha. They didn't say the second bracha. So it's right, there's such a thing as saying one bracha. Now the Mar explains. Iyam with Bishleim Yetzeror, if the one bracha they said was Yetzeror, Hevi Amri, Hainu the bracha say Mak the Zuazu, the Leiko Amri Abarabba. Because if they said Yetzeror, they held that after Elos HaShachar, it's enough time, it's light enough to say Yetzeror. So now it's a question, why didn't they say Abarabba? They were in a rush. So B'cha, they didn't say Abarabba, so you have a right with one bracha Yetzeror. But Eli, Yarmut Abba Rabba, but if you say the word